Matter is substance in its iterative, interactive becoming. Not a thing, but a doing, a congealing of agency. It is morphologically active, responsive, generative, articulate, and alive. Mattering is the ongoing differentiating of the world. Matter plays an agentive role in its ongoing materialization. Physical matters, matters of fact, matters of concern, matters of care, matters of justice are not separable. Matter is a matter of transmateriality, a cutting together apart, differentiating entanglements, agential relatings and differences across, among, and between genders, species, spaces, knowledges, sexualities, subjectivities, and temporalities. At stake are questions of being, becoming, knowing.
Everything is a matter of doses, of melting and crystallization points, of the rotary power of the molecule, of regularity, of milligrams, of the form and mode of administration, of habit, of praxis.
J'ai effrité ma substance, ma substance, ma substance, ma substance, ma substance, ma substance, ma substance.
It is glued, it is cut, it is displaceable, it is named, it is imitated, it is swallowed, it is injected.
Moléculas, moléculas libres.
And that those who are have been in relationality all the way down. There is no place that the layers of the onions come to rest on some kind of foundation.
Psychotropic, molecular gold,
entanglements.
It is grafted, it is digitalized, it is copied, it is designed, it is bought, it is sold.
It is sold.
The moments of flip from accommodation, 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 whoops, collapse. Accommodation, 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 whoops, collapse.
Matter doesn't move in time. Matter doesn't evolve in time. Matter materializes and enfolds different temporalities.
It is modified. It is mortgaged. It is transferred. It is downloaded. It is applied. It is transcribed. It is falsified.
A new management of sexuality and the body that is not for reproduction itself. It's for the production of capital.
Psychotropic, molecular gold.
Entanglements, something felt on, with, or as a body that have not yet arrived or never will.
We have never been individuals from anatomical, physiological, evolutionary, developmental, philosophic, economic, I don't care what perspective.
Psychotropic, molecular gold.
Entanglements.
We are in a big shit here. You know what I mean? I mean, when I see people that tell me like, oh, I'm not going well, I'm saying like, how could you go well? You have like three regimes of power that are like completely working against each other within your body.
It is executed, it is certified, it is exchanged, it is dosed, it is provided, it is extracted, it shrinks, it is subtracted.
If we imagine that all these substances, all these metals subjectivate themselves in a way or are re-subjectivated.
If you think of an ecosystem, it's an animal that can fly, it can climb trees, it can swim, it can go underwater, it eats everything. So it's like an animal that it's adaptable to every environment and food. And that's the problem, right? An integrated bank is that kind of animal that simply can exploit everything that's out there.
Showing ways in which physics, indeed nature, deconstructs itself.
It is denied.
It is renounced. It is betrayed.
Any entity's past identity, its ontology, is never fixed. It is always open to future reworkings.
It mutates.
Mais every day my substance.
I think the almost drugged excitement over the molecular for a lot of, I'm just going to say, like, white male theorists of object-oriented ontology has to do with a certain thrill of not having to think about identity categories anymore. Even the current context of certain molecularizations are stratified by race and class and global positioning. And I just think there's this kind of absolute embrace of the molecular as this just kind of decoded snow, like a fantasy. This idea of the molecular being in itself emancipatory, just kind of decoded snow, like a fantasy.
I said the market disappeared. It literally vanished. There were no offers to sell stock. There were no bids to buy stock for what must have been 30 seconds to a minute there.
And so they have the whole world on screen, if you wish. That world is constantly flowing and moving forward, gushing forward, actually. And the traders try to make sense of that and use it in their financial transactions.
The market disappeared. It literally vanished.
Traders seem to very much not only attentive to the market, but also see it as the most important, significant other in their lives.
It literally vanished.
They have the whole world on screen.
It literally vanished.
Most important, significant other in their lives.
It vanished.
The whole world on screen.
Higher liquidity.
A terraformation of the planet, driven by algorithms.
Algorithmically produced.
The market disappeared. It literally vanished.
The induction of agency, the imagining of possible others behind certain actions on screen.
The market disappeared. It literally vanished.
The traders have, on the one hand, agency emotions. They attribute agency to the market and see the market emotionally as an independent being.
It vanished.
See the market emotionally as an independent being. Investment and speculation are promissory engagement, but the promise is always deferred.
The promise is always deferred.
The promise is always deferred. The promise is always deferred. They have the whole world on screen. The whole world on screen. The whole world on screen. They have the whole world on screen. The whole world on screen. The whole world on screen.
You can't kind of check whether an algorithm is going to work perfectly apart from by using it, because it can't be formalized as a totality. So this is the problem with algorithms. They're just, that they don't have any ignorance preservation. Don't have any ignorance preservation.
Algorithms.
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 Don't have any.
There is a machine, and this machine is quite technological, for example, related to a specific capacity of satellite imaging that can render the surface of the Earth and that can search for minerals through new algorithms that are able to kind of make a sum out of what is the visual information plus an algorithm that would say, okay, because of that and that condition, there might be mineral deposits in the Earth. And then the machine goes further because it is searching for some sort of weak states, a situation of weak states, meaning any type of transitional power or any type of crisis. Of course, the crisis often is induced within the same player, meaning the depths that are played out for some national state. So this kind of machine is systematically scanning the Earth, which is a different type of geography that is starting to emerge in that sense, then it is operating. And of course, low-cost gold miners are operating through shareholder profit machines. So it is simply a website that allows people to think, oh, here we could invest some money. Gold seems to be something which is a secure value from that technology that operates from the sphere, the world sphere, to the ground that at that point has a sort of crisis situation, is a political weak situation, and is then in consequence exploited and becomes quite a similar scenario.
It all began in the 1930s, beneath the majestic summits of the Alps, in Montreux, Switzerland, a country of purity, precision, and prestige. This historic land, where a brilliant doctor believed that science would one day unlock the secret of eternal youth. This clinic became a pristine sanctuary of rejuvenation, a place where time stood still. What started there amongst nobility, royalty, and celebrity evolved in ongoing quest for timeless beauty. Taking inspiration from the original cellular revitalizing procedures, created its exclusive cellular complex. This life-infusing, rejuvenating complex, fusing science, art, and rare ingredients. Caviar from the bountiful sea for legendary lift. Gold from the depths of the earth. Gold from the depths of the earth. For infinite skin perfection. Platinum from a distant star. For ultimate rejuvenation. Opulent creations, textures so sensual that they unlock emotion, emotion, emotion. I would go to the ends of the earth to bring you back the most precious resource of all. Gold from the depths of the earth. Time. 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 Time.
Won't get everything that I desire.
Bling, bling, bitch, do my own thing, bitch.
Once again, we see a separation between material aspirations and cultural and social interests. So that at any point in time, they can drop their interests, do whatever they need to do to reinforce their class interests, the interests of white supremacy, the interests of capitalism and imperialism.
This kind of passive-aggressive attitude, embedded in the collective imagination of gold, became especially virulent in the 80s.
Sri Lankan Tamils arrived in Switzerland as the first significant group of non-white refugees. The media and the public was outraged
that these help-seeking men wore leather jackets and gold jewelry
in public. With this display of luxury, they disturbed the moral and economic post-colonial hierarchy. They irritated the order relation between the rich and benevolent Swiss
and the poor and needy refugees.
This was especially disturbing as most Swiss middle class would not allow themselves or could not afford the conspicuous consumption of gold.
This political aesthetic scandal
was a cultural trigger which introduced the narrative of economic refugees
and asylum abuse in the political debate.
Nach 400 Metern im Kreisverkehr erster Ausfahrt via Intervenierichtung Petrinate, Nova Sarnau nehmen. Im Kreisverkehr abfahren auch via Intervenie. Nach 400 Metern im Kreisverkehr erster Ausfahrt via Intervenie.
Paradeplatz, Zürich.
Also hat die Schweiz schon früher ein Raubgoldproblem, weil sie halb vier Fünftel von dem deutschen Goldangebot übernimmt.
Paradeplatz, Zürich.
Es wäre eigentlich ein riesiger Verschiebebahnhof, vor allem in Bern, aber auch in Zürich unterirdisch.
Paradeplatz, Zürich.
Die Schweiz, die enorme Bedeutung von Gold, etwas ist, wo nicht die Öffentlichkeit in Rakt.
Switzerland.
Underground. Gold. Underground.
Switzerland.
Frühling 68 soll es zwei Undergrounds geben. Gold Underground und der Underground von der Linken. Und dass man hier eine paradoxe Gegenläufigkeit hat, dass die offizielle Schweiz eigentlich in Teheran an der UNO-Menschenrechtskonferenz im Mai 1968 verkündet, sie will mit dem Apartheid-Regime in Südafrika nichts zu tun haben, weil das ist gegen die Menschenrechte, das ist gegen Demokratie, gegen all das, was die Schweiz dafür steht. Und das ist eigentlich das Programm der Linken. Und Banken übernehmen putschartig für den weltweiten Goldhandel mit dem Zürcher Goldpool.
Switzerland.
A country of purity, precision and prestige.
Liefern eigentlich alle Dienstleistungen zum Überleben vom Apartheid-Regime. Liefern eigentlich alle Dienstleistungen zum Überleben vom Apartheid-Regime.
Switzerland.
Why we are not discussing about where all this gold is coming from?
Switzerland.
Where all this gold is coming from?
Switzerland.
We are not discussing about
Switzerland.
Where all this gold is coming from?
Switzerland.
We are not discussing about
Switzerland.
Where all this gold is coming from?
Today, 3/4 of all the world's gold in circulation is refined in Switzerland.
Das ist eine Quantität, was Gold da ist, weiß ich nicht, fragen, woher es kommt.
Switzerland.
Memories, rememberings are written into the materiality of the world.
Switzerland.
Memories, rememberings.
Switzerland.
Are written into the materiality of the world.
Today, 3/4 of all the world's gold in circulation is refined in Switzerland.
Valcambiesa via passeggiata 3, Palermo.
Alle 7 Minen schmuggeln Gold nach Togo, wo es libanesische Händler aufkaufen. Die schicken es per Luftfracht weiter in die Schweiz.
Valcambiesa via passeggiata 3, Palermo.
Where all this gold is coming from?
Seit 2012 kamen 37 Tonnen im Wert von 1,5 Milliarden Franken aus Togo in die Schweiz.
Where all this gold is coming from?
Die CS und UBS finanzieren immer noch Bergbauprojekte weltweit. Sie sind nicht direkt mehr Besitz von den Raffinerien, aber sind Kreditgeber für Projekte, die dann zustande kommen oder eben nicht.
Where all this gold is coming from?
China, Australia, Russia, United States, Peru.
Vorkommen in Peru, wo so Drami das Gold abbaut für Max Havelaar, sind übrigens bei Valcambi aufbereitet.
Pamp Essa, Viale Zocche 1, Castel San Pietro.
Jana Coccia, Rio White Betue, Mont Organisé.
Im Zweiten Weltkrieg fängt das an zu perpetuieren. Es gibt so ein Muster, von dem man nichts daraus raus kann.
South Africa, Canada, Mexiko, Indonesien, Brasil, Ghana.
Obuasi, Kedia East.
Global metabolism of gold, the Swiss project of post-colonial modernity, wealth, life standards, desire of cultural supremacy.
Colombia, Philippines, Chile, Democratic Republic of the Congo, Burkina Faso, Sudan.
The Swiss desire of cultural supremacy. Gold, the Swiss desire of cultural supremacy.
Warum haltet man dem fest? Ist es wirklich nur das wirtschaftliche Interesse, aber hat es nicht auch eine kulturelle, identitäre, ein Aspekt oder ein institutioneller Aspekt.
Pueblo Viejo, Oyutolgoi, Olimpiada.
Argor Hereus essa, Via Morei 14, Mendrisio.
Connection between the Swiss collective imaginary of gold,
Dominican Republic, Mongolia, Turkey, Zimbabwe, Guinea,
gold.
And the logics of Switzerland's
gold.
Post-colonial amnesia.
Post-colonial amnesia.
Post-colonial amnesia.
Switzerland's
post-colonial amnesia.
Swiss collective imaginary.
Post-colonial amnesia. Venezuela, Cote d'Ivoire, Kyrgyz Republic, Suriname, Guyana.
Muruntau, Lihir, South Deep, Grasberg.
Metallor Technologies SA, Avenue du Vignoble, Neuchâtel, Ecuador, Egypt, Ethiopia, New Zealand, Iran, Paradeplatz, Zürich, Mauritania, Finland, Nicaragua, Japan, Senegal, Sweden.
It's quite evident that the aid is in fact not coming from the West to Africa, but from Africa to the Western world.
Paradeplatz, Zürich.
By systematically destabilizing the wealthiest African nation.
Systematically destabilizing.
Actually get that resource. They make money from inefficiencies, but those inefficiencies are harder and harder to find.
A vision of the future in which the poles of spatial development are predicted to follow the logic of computer networks and stock markets, not existing social and environmental needs.
the production of a second nature, the way in which the body gets caught up, new forms of derivativization, and the way the body gets caught up at a molecular level. But it's still always been the case that in order to produce capital accumulation, you have to move through the phases of capital production. Nothing is just value-bearing in and of itself, not even gold.
We have personal reasons, we have environmental, social, historical, archaeological, many reasons to say no. What the miners that work in the project right now, that they are digging, they are destroying their history, I don't know what they feel.
Als ze zeg maar, oké, jullie moeten stoppen met werken, waar is er een plekje voor ons om te werken?
Últimamente se forma ya como en un negocio porque hay minas que uno empieza a trabajarlas y últimamente sale un mínimo muy bueno.
Mercury.
Chronisch kan het verschillende organen aantasten. Kan de longen, maagdarmstelsel, de nieren en de zenuwen. En dan zijn er dus symptomen van krankzinnigheid, oriëntatiestoornissen, gehoorstoornissen, ontwikkelingsstoornissen, cerebrale ontwikkelingsstoornissen. Dat zijn allemaal gevolgen van quick intoxicatie.
Mercury.
En este momento muchos temblores como síntomas de taquicardia, por ejemplo, los nervios nunca están activos como es debido. Siempre hay alteraciones, ¿sí? Alteraciones virtuales. La mayoría de las 24 horas. Entonces, como es un mercurio, él va tocando toda la fase. El problema es que no le ponemos como cuidado. Y el momento que sí, que pierde de pronto, comienza a perder pérdida de cabello, según cómo se vaya experimentando. Listo, que va perdiendo de pronto la visibilidad sensual.
Mercury, psychotropic, molecular gold.
Por un rato, aquí hay 3 gramas de oro. Un rato. Y para dormir con un hombre es 5 gramas de oro o 6 gramas. Depende.
I don't know what they feel.
Mercury.
Odinya sepongo oduro ke no sekumiyo go konyo mondo tore tengo odinya na ya em. Oduro ko diambo oduro ke no piye dala konyo mondo tore tengo odinya na ya. Amunyo tiyo ni agi te cheni ni mi angora tiyo ni agi.
Where you do have the intersection of a kind of emancipatory molecularism and collective struggle. Emancipatory molecularism and collective struggle.
Stone witnessing, stone witnessing, stone witnessing.
In order to withstand the weather, we had to become stone.
Stone witnessing, witnessing, for a stone, as a stone, as a state of consciousness, is meant to be used in its widest, most inclusive sense, as well as in its deconstructive reach, as a form of testimony in the feminist struggle,
becoming soil.
It is this related notion of the between space, between what can bear witness and what cannot be borne witness.
Becoming soil.
So that rather than merely pointing the witnessing outward, the movement simultaneously point inward, the here there and the elsewhere within here, all at once.
We had to become stone.
Who's speaking? Who's listening? How? When? Where? With whom? And with what?
Becoming soil.
In order to withstand the weather, we had to become stone.
A